إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد تفضل.
الشيخ فواز بن علي المرخلي حفظه الله تعالى. It pleases us to host him over the phone, the brothers from Maktab al-Wahideen, in conjunction with the brothers here, Mashar al-Rahma, and for a lecture pertaining the coming of the month of Ramadan and raising our children in the month of Ramadan. And he began with the khutbah al-Hajjah, praising Allah and seeking the assistance of Allah and His forgiveness and refuge with Allah from the evil of our souls and the ill consequence of our deeds. And saying, whoever Allah guides, and none can lead astray. Whomever He leads astray, then none can guide him. Bearing witness that nothing has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. And the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. Tafadhal ya Shaykh.
يقول أما بعد يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. قال ابن كثير عن هذه الآية، يقول الله تعالى مخاطبا المؤمنين من هذه الأمة وآمرا لهم بالصيام، وهو الإمساك عن الطعام والشراب والوقاح، بنية خالصة لله عز وجل لما فيه من زكاة النفوس وطهارتها وتنقيتها من الأخلاق الرديئة والأخلاق الرذيرة. وذكر أنه خلص ترجم.
He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, O you who believe, fasting has been obligated and prescribed upon you, as it was written upon those who came before you, so that you may be of those who have taqwa. He said, Al-Imam Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, He said, addressing the believers from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says here, O you who believe, addressing the believers from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that fasting has been prescribed upon you. And he said that fasting is to withhold from food and drink and intercourse with a sincere intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is legislated because of what it contains of the purity and purification of the soul and the disciplining of the soul away from despicable qualities and character traits. Tafadhal ya Shaykh.
ثم ذكر ابن كثير قال وذكر أنه كما أوجبه عليهم فقد أوجبه على من كان قبلهم فلهم فيهم أسوة، وليجتهد هؤلاء في أداء هذا الفرض أكمل مما فعله أولئك. انتهى كلامه رحمه الله. تفضل.
He said here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions that He obligated it upon them as He obligated upon those who came before them, and that they can take them as an example, and that they are to struggle and strive as regards the completion and the fulfillment of this obligation greater than was shown of effort by those who came before them.
أيها الإخوة الكرام، لقد أظلنا شهر مبارك كريم وموسم رابح عظيم، شهر تضاعف فيه الحسنات وتعظم فيه السيئات، شهر أنزل الله فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر. نعم.
He said, Oh my noble brothers, we are in the shade of a noble month that is approaching, and it is a tremendous occasion which a person can profit from, in which a person's good deeds are multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person's sins and transgressions will be lifted and erased by Allah, forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran, which is guidance for mankind and clarification of the details of that guidance and a criterion, and it contains within it a day that is better than 1,000 months. Fadhal ya Shaykh.
جعل الله صيام نهاره فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا، من فطر فيه صائما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وعتقا له من النار، وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينقص من أجر الصائم شيء، وأعطيت فيه هذه الأمة خمس خصال لم تعطهن أمة من الأمم قبلهم: خلوف فم الصائم، أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. نعم.
He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it compulsory to fast in this month. And He has made standing in prayer in this month something that is extra obligatory and voluntary. And it is a month that if a person was to break the fast of a person in this month, meaning at the time of the breaking of the fast, then he would receive a tremendous reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be written as those that are free from the fire without taking anything away from the reward of that person. He said, and there are five qualities and rewards that a person will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or there are five qualities rather that this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has as regards the fasting, and that are not for any other nation. The first quality is that the fragrance of the breath of the person who is fasting is more loved to Allah, purer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than the smell of misk. Naam ya Shaykh.
وتستغفر لهم الملائكة حتى يفطروا ويزين الله كل يوم جنته فيقول يوشك عبادي الصالحون أن يلقوا عنهم المؤونة والأذى ويصيروا إليك وتصفد فيه مردة الشياطين فلا يخلصون إلى ما كان يخلصون إليه في غيره ويغفر لهم في آخر ليلة منه. نعم.
He said, from those qualities, likewise, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the angels to seek forgiveness for the person, that the angels seek forgiveness for the person who was fasting. And from the qualities is likewise that when the fasting people break their fast, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that, or the angels that they say rather to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that your believing servants are about to cast off from themselves difficulty and hardship, and they are seeking your mercy. And from those qualities, likewise, is that the worst of the shayateen, those that are devoted to the most evil from the devils, are chained up and they are not able to accomplish of evil what they can normally accomplish.
إنه شهر رمضان من صامه إيمانا واحتسابا غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قامه إيمانا واحتسابا غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن أتى فيه بعمرة كان في الأجر كمن حج فيه تفتح أبواب الجنان وتغلق أبواب النيران. نعم.
He said it is the month of Ramadan, and whoever fasts this month out of faith and seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have his previous sins forgiven. And whoever stands in prayer in this month out of faith and seeking the reward of Allah will have his previous sins forgiven. And whoever makes Umrah in this month, and they will have the reward of the Hajj. And it is a month in which the gates of the paradise are open and the gates of the fire are closed.
كما جاء في الصحيحين عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب النار وصفدت الشياطين.
As has come in the Sahihain, reported by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Huraira, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when the month of Ramadan comes, the gates of the paradise are open and the gates of the fire are closed and the devils are chained up. نعم يا شيخ.
ومنها أن أبواب السماء تفتح وأبواب جهنم تغلق فلا يفتح منها باب تعطين تسلسل كما في الرواية الأخرى لأبي هريرة رضي الله عنه حيث قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان رمضان فتحت أبواب الرحمة وغلقت أبواب جهنم وسلسلة الشياطين.
He said, and so the gates of the paradise are open, and not a single one of them remains shut, and the gates of the fire are closed, and not a single one of them remains open. And This is further elaborated in the hadith of Abi Huraira, reported elsewhere, that when the month of Ramadan arrives, that the gates of mercy are open, the gates of the fire are closed, and the devils are chained up. Naam ya Shaykh.
ومنها أن الذنوب تغفر لمن صامه إيمانا واحتسابا وتعتق الرقاب كذلك وتكثر فيه النداءات بالحث على فعل الخير والإكثار منه وترك الشر بحذافيره وتلك النداءات تصدر ممن نسمع ونرى وممن لا نسمع ولا نرى وقد جاء بيان هذه الفضائل في حديثين سابقين. نعم.
He said, and from the qualities of the month of Ramadan is that the sins of the person are forgiven, whoever fasted with the correct intention, and that there are calls that are called out in the heavens for the person to increase in the good, and for a person to acquire the entirety of goodness in this month. And these calls that are announced in the heavens are announced by beings that we can neither hear nor see, as has come in the and two authentic narrations that we will come to hear. Naam ya Shaykh.
أحدهما في الصحيحين عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
He said the first of them was reported in the Sahihain by Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever fasts a month of Ramadan out of faith and seeking reward of Allah will have his previous sins forgiven, and whoever prays on the night of decree, the night of Qadr, out of Iman and faith will have his previous sins forgiven for him. Naam ya Shaykh.
ثانيهما ما رواه الترمذي وابن ماجه والحاكم عنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان أول ليلة من شهر رمضان صفدت الشياطين ومرضت الجن وغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب وينادي مناد يا باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصر ولله عتقاء من النار
He said the second hadith was reported likewise from the same companion, from the hadith of At-Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and Al-Hakim, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the first night of Ramadan arrives, the shayateen are chained up, the marada of the jinn, meaning the most evil of the jinn, are chained up, and the gates of the fire are locked or closed, and not a single one remains, and the paradise, the gates of the paradise are open. And a caller calls out from the heavens, O you who intends the good, direct yourself to the good, and O you who intends or aspires for evil, restrict yourself and prevent yourself from evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has those that He declares free from the fire, and that occurs in every night of the month. Naam ya Shaykh.
ومنها أن خلوف صائم ومعنى الخلوف هو تغير الرائحة رائحة الفم لتأخير الطعام عنه أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك كما جاء في الصحيحين عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الصيام جنة فإذا كان أحدكم صائما فلا يرفث ولا يجهل فإن امرؤ قاتله أو شاتمه فليقل إني صائم وقال والذي نفسي بيده لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك إنما يذر شهوته وطعامه وشرابه من أجلي فالصيام لي وأنا أجزي به كل حسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به.
He said, as has come likewise in the hadith of Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه, reported by Bukhari and Muslim, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us that from the qualities of the fasting person is that his breath, the khuluf, which is the when his breath changes and it has a particular odor from the delaying of food and his not eating for some time, the fact that it is more pure in the estimation of Allah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the smell of misk. And the hadith, it says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that fasting is a junnah, fasting is a shield, it protects a person. And so when one of you is fasting, then let him not argue and dispute. And if a person was to fight with him or abuse him verbally, then let him say that I am fasting. And indeed, the smell of the breath of the fasting person is purer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the smell of misk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that indeed the fasting person, and the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed the fasting person has left off his food and his drink and his desires for my sake. And so the fast belongs to me, and I will reward with my own reward for it. And that every action of the children of Adam is multiplied tenfold to 700-fold to beyond that, except for the fasting. It is for my sake, and I will give my own particular reward for it. Naam ya Shaykh.
ما أعده الله عز وجل للصائمين في الجنة حيث خصهم بباب يقال له الريان يدخلون منه فيشربون فلا يظمؤون أبدا كما في حديث سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن في الجنة بابا يقال له الريان يدخل منه الصائمون يوم القيامة لا يدخل منه أحد غيرهم يقال أين الصائمون فيقومون لا يدخل منه أحد غيرهم فإذا دخلوا أغلق فلم يدخل منه أحد.
He said that likewise from the qualities of and the special rewards of fasting is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those people who fast for His sake in the paradise. As we know that there is a gate in the paradise that is called Ar-Rayyan, and those that enter into that door, and they will drink in such a way that they will never be thirsty again. They will drink from the springs of paradise in a way that they will never be thirsty again, having entered through that door. As has come in the hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'd As-Sa'idi, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed in the paradise is a door that is called Ar-Rayyan, and no one will enter into that door except for the Sa'imun, the people who fast for Allah's sake. And it will be said, where are the people who fast? And once they enter into that door, it will be locked and closed, and no one, and none else will enter through that door. Naam ya Shaykh.
وأن ثوابه لا يعد ولا يحصى لكونه سرا عظيما بين العبد وبين ربه وتربية للنفس يختلف عن غيره من العبادات.
He said, and from that is the tremendous reward and the majestic status of the worship, this act of worship, which is fasting. It has a reward that cannot be counted or enumerated, and because of any status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how it causes the soul of the person to become disciplined from their desires in these affairs. Naam ya Shaykh.
ومنها الفرح والسرور الذي يتمتع به الصائم عند فطره ويوم لقاء ربه. ومنها أنه وقاية للإنسان من الوقوع في المعاصي لما له من التأثير على قوة الشهوة.
He said, and likewise from the benefits of the fast is that it causes a person to become happy and joyous. And this occurs at the time of the breaking of the fast, and likewise at the time of the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment and reward. He said, and likewise is that it is a shield to protect the person from falling into sins and disobedience and improper desires. Amin ya Shaykh.
ومنها أنه جنة للعبد يوم القيامة من النار فقد روى البخاري ومسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشرة أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به، يدع طعامه وشهوته من أجلي. للصائم فرحتان: فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه، ولخلوف فمي فيه أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. الصوم جنة، الصوم جنة.
He said, and likewise, it is a shield from the fire on the day of judgment, as has come in the hadith agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim from Abi Huraira, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every action of the son of Adam, and he is multiplied in his favor, each deed is written as 10 good deeds up to 700 good deeds and beyond that. And then he said, and Allah says, except for the fasting, for verily it is for me, it is mine, and I will reward for it. And the fasting person has two moments or two times of, or instances of happiness, when they, at the time of the breaking the fast and at the time of the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the breath of the fasting person is purer with Allah than the smell of misk. And the fast is a junnah, the fast is a shield, the fast is a shield. نعم يا شيخ.
هذا وكم للصوم من فضائل ينالها الصائمون في دنياهم وأخراهم، وبجانب ذلك فكم من وعيد شديد ترتب على ترك الصيام أو الخيانة فيه والتحايل لإسقاطه. نعم.
He said, so this is the situation, and how many virtues belong to fasting? And the fact that fasting will bring about great benefits to people in this world and in the hereafter. And conversely, at the same time, there is a tremendous threat for the person who abandons the fast, or and he betrays their responsibility as regards the fast, or makes a tahayyul, and he tries to find a way to get out of fasting in a manner that is not legislated. Nam ya Sheikh.
من ذلك ما رواه أبو داود والترمذي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من أفطر يوما من رمضان من غير رخصة ولا مرض لم يقضه صوم الدهر وإن صامه.
He said that, and from that is, was reported by Abu Dawood and at-Tirmidhi from the hadith of Abu Hurairah, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that whoever breaks their fast a single day in Ramadan without having an excuse or without traveling, then it cannot be made up for by fasting any the rest of his life, any the rest of the time remaining for the person. Even if he was to attempt to fast every day for the rest of his life, it would not make up for that. نعم يا شيخ.
ويذكر عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه: من أفطر يوما من رمضان من غير علة ولا مرض لم يقضه صيام الدهر وإن صامه. وبه قال ابن مسعود.
He said, and this is similar to what was mentioned by Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, that whoever breaks the fast a single day without any some type of illness or sickness and these sorts of affairs, then if they were to fast the rest of the time, it wouldn't be able to compensate for what they broke of their fast. And this is similar to the position of Abdullah bin Mas'ud. نعم.
هذه فضائل أو بعض فضائل الصوم. والسؤال هنا: ما هو الواجب علينا بعد أن سمعنا هذه الفضائل؟ ما هو الواجب على كل صائم أن يفعله في هذا الشهر المبارك؟
He says, so these are the virtues of fasting, or just some of them. And the question now is, what is mandatory after hearing about these virtues for the person who is going to fast to do as regards his fast in this month? نعم يا شيخ.
علينا بكثرة العبادة والصلاة والقراءة والإحسان إلى الخلق بالمال والبدن والعفو عنهم. نعم.
He says upon us to increase in worship and prayer and recitation of the Quran and kindness to the creation with our wealth and our bodies, and to forgive and to pardon other people. نعم.
ولنستكثر فيه من أربع خصال. اثنتان نرضي بهما الله عز وجل، واثنتان لا غنى لنا عنهما. فأما اللتان نرضي بهما ربنا عز وجل فشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله والاستغفار، وأما اللتان لا غنى لنا عنهما فنسأل الله الجنة ونستعيذ به من النار.
He said that, and we should increase in four affairs in particular as regards this month of Ramadan, or the coming of this month. And there are four things in particular. Two things, and they are for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and two things are for our own selves. He said the two things that are for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the testimony that nothing has a right to be worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he meaning to worship Allah sincerely in this month. And the second is to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for those two things that will bring about what is pleasing to us, and then it is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the paradise, and then the last thing to seek Allah's refuge from the fire.
ومنها أن نحفظ صيامنا عن النواقص والنواقض، نحفظه عن اللغو والرفث وقول الزور، وهو كل قول محرم، وعمل الزور وهو كل عمل محرم. فمن لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به والجهل فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. ومن لم يحفظ صيامه فرب صائم ليس له إلا الجوع والظمأ.
He said that, and likewise from those things that we must do in this tremendous month and increase in, is to safeguard our fast from those things that will detract and take away from and lessen the reward of the fast, like arguing and debating and disputing, or falsehood and statement or an action. And falsehood and statement is any statement that is forbidden, and falsehood and action is any action that is forbidden. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that whoever doesn't leave off falsehood and statement or action, and ignorance and behavior, Allah has no need of him leaving off his food and his drink. And whoever doesn't safeguard his fast from those things that take away from the reward of these sorts of behaviors, then the affair will be, as was stated, that perhaps a person will fast and get nothing out of their fast except for hunger. Naam ya Shaykh.
أيضا مما نفعله في هذا الشهر المبارك أن نجتنب الكذب والفحش والغش والخيانة، ونجتنب الغيبة والنميمة، وكذلك الأغاني المحرمة واللهو المحرم فعلا وسماعا، فإن كل هذه من منقصات الصيام.
He said, and from the best of things that we can advise with, things that should be stayed away from in this month, is to stay away from lying and trickery and deception, and to stay away from backbiting and tale-carrying, and to stay away from listening to music or false entertainment, whether a person themselves are doing it, any falsely entertaining others or singing, or whether they are listening to it or watching it. نعم يا شيخ.
أيضا نقوم بما أوجب الله علينا من الصلاة في أوقاتها وأدائها مع الجماعة، ونقوم بالنصيحة والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر، فإن الحكمة من الصيام التقوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
He said, and likewise, we are to undertake making the salat at their proper times, and to make them in congregation to the best of our abilities, and to give advice sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to order with the good and forbid the evil. For without a doubt, the wisdom of fasting is to attain a taqwa. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, fasting was prescribed upon you like it was prescribed upon those who came before you, so that you may have a taqwa. No.
وعموما أن الواجب علينا في هذا الشهر المبارك أن نستغله استغلالا جيدا، وذلك بفعل الأوامر واجتناب النواهي، لأنه شهر تضاعف فيه الحسنات وتعظم فيه السيئات.
He said, and so in general, what is mandatory upon us in this blessed month is to take advantage of it as a good opportunity, and to do what is ordered by Allah, and to stay away from what is forbidden by Allah. For verily, it is a month in which the good deeds are multiplied and bad deeds are forgiven. نعم يا شيخ.
وأختم هذه الكلمة بفتوى للشيخ العلامة الوالد صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله. فقد سئل ما هو حال السلف الصالح رضي الله عنهم ورحمهم في استقبال هذا الشهر العظيم، كيف كان هديهم، وكيف كان سمتهم، وكيف يكون استعداد المسلم لاغتنام هذه الليالي التي هو الآن يعيشها وهذه الأيام.
He said, and I'm going to inshallah close this speech of mine, this talk of mine, by reading a fatwa from our Sheikh Al-Fadl, our father, Sheikh Salih Ibn Fawzan Al-Fawzan, may Allah preserve him. When he was asked, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, about the situation and the state and the condition of the Salaf in receiving the month of Ramadan and welcoming the month of Ramadan, and how were they in this month as regards their guidance and their behavior and their way, and how is a Muslim to prepare to and take advantage of these nights and these days that are in front of us? Naam ya Sheikh.
تكملة السؤال أيضا قال الاستعداد العلمي بمعرفة أحكام الصيام ومعرفة المفطرات ومعرفة أحكامه، وبعض الناس يبخل عن هذه الأشياء فلا يتفقه في أمر الصيام، وأيضا لا يتفقه الفقه الواجب في أمر الصيام، فهل ينبه الشيخ حفظه الله على هذا الأمر؟
He said, and to complete the question before the answer, he said, and how did they prepare to receive these days and these nights as regards learning about and knowing about the rulings of fasting and those things that likewise break the fast? For without a doubt, some of the people are heedless as regards the rulings of the fasting, or they don't have a comprehensive understanding as regards its rulings. And so they wanted to bring this to the attention of the Sheikh so that he can give them an advice pertaining their situation. نعم يا شيخ.
فأجاب حفظه الله بقوله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته، وبارك الله فيك وفيما نبهت عليه من هذين السؤالين العظيمين.
He said, so he began the answer by saying, in the name of Allah, Rahman, Rahim, I return the salams to you, wa rahmatullahi barakatuh. He said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless those that sent these two tremendous questions up to me. Naam ya Shaykh.
Qala, as-su'al al-awwal, halatu as-salaf fi shahri Ramadan, kama huwa mudawwan fi al-kutub al-marwiyya bi asanid al-thiqat anhum, annahum kanu yas'aluna Allah azza wa jal أن يبلغهم رمضان قبل أن يدخل، يسألون الله أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان لما يعلمون فيه من الخير العظيم والنفع العميم.
He said, as regards the first question, how were the Salaf, what was their condition and their state as regards receiving the month of Ramadan or approaching the month of Ramadan? He said, and their condition was as was written in detail with authentic chains of narration from authentic narrators from them, is that they used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the month of Ramadan would reach them, that the month of Ramadan would reach them, and before it arrived, because of what they knew it contained of tremendous benefit and reward.
ثم إذا دخل رمضان يسألون الله أن يعينهم على العمل الصالح فيه. ثم إذا انتهى رمضان يسألون الله أن يتقبله منهم.
He said, and then when the month would arrive, then when the month would arrive, they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them in doing righteous deeds in the month. And then when the month would conclude and it would be over, they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from them. Naam, ya Shaykh.
كما قال الله جل وعلا والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون أولئك يسارعون في الخيرات وهم لها سابقون.
He said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that the believers are those who do what they do while their hearts are in a state of fear, knowing that they are returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is they who hasten and rush to do good deeds, and they any race regarding it. Naam, ya Shaykh.
ثم إذا قال وكانوا يجتهدون في العمل ثم يصيبهم الهم بعد العمل هل يقبل أو لا يقبل.
He said, and so they used to do a lot of righteous deeds, and then after they would do those deeds, they would be worried after they were completed whether or not they would be accepted.
وذلك لعلمهم بعظمة الله عز وجل وعلمهم بأن الله لا يقبل إلا ما كان خالصا لوجهه وصوابا على سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الأعمال.
He said, and likewise they would be like this because of the knowledge of the tremendousness and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His magnificence and greatness does not accept anything except that which is sincere for His face subhanahu wa ta'ala and correct in conformity to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam, ya Shaykh.
فَكَانُوا لَا يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَيَخْشَوْنَ مِنْ أَن تَفْطُرَ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَهُمْ لَهَا أَن تُقْبَلْ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ تَعَبًا فِي أَدَائِهَا لأن الله جل وعلا يقول إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين.
He says, so they wouldn't declare themselves to be righteous and he praised themselves, but rather they were afraid that their actions would be not accepted and rendered null and void by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they were more concerned about whether their actions would be accepted than they were of performing the actions themselves. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that, indeed, Allah only accepts from those who have taqwa. Naam, ya Shaykh.
وَكَانُوا يَتَفَرَّغُونَ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ كَمَا أَسْلَفْنَا لِلْعِبَادَةِ وَيَتَقَلَّلُونَ مِنْ أَعْمَالِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَانُوا يُوَفِّرُونَ الْوَقْتِ لِلْجُلُوسِ فِي بِيُوتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِ.
He said, and so they used to free up their time in this blessed month for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they used to decrease as much as possible from the affairs of the dunya, and they used to take advantage of the time by sitting in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masajid. Naam, ya Shaykh.
وَيَقُولُونَ نَحْفَظُ صَوْمَنَا وَلَا نَغْتَابُ أَحَدًا وَيَحْضُرُونَ الْمَصَاحِفِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ كانوا يحفظون أوقاته من الضياع ما كانوا يهملون أو يفرطون كما عليه حال الكثير اليوم.
He said, and so they would say that we're going to safeguard our fast. were not going to backbite anybody, and they would spend their time reading and pondering over the Masahif, and reading and opening the Quran and studying the Quran amongst themselves, and they would safeguard their time in general from wastage and wasting of the time and spending in a time that is not befitting, as is done by many of the people today. نعم يا شيخ.
بل كانوا يحفظون أوقاته الليل في القيام والنهار بالصيام وتلاوة القرآن وذكر الله وأعمال الخير، ما كانوا يفرطون في دقيقة منه أو في لحظة منه إلا ويقدمون فيها عملا صالحا. انتهى أو انتهت الإجابة على هذا السؤال.
الله أكبر. He said, but rather they used to safeguard their nights. Here's still reading from the statement of a Sheikh Fawzan. They used to safeguard their nights and by praying in the nights, and they used to safeguard the day by fasting in the day and reading the Quran in the day, and they would busy their time with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which is of righteous deeds, and they would not waste a minute of the month or even a second or a moment of the month, and he accept that they would take full advantage of doing righteous deeds therein. And this is the end of the statement of a Sheikh Salih Fawzan, hafidhullah ta'ala. Naam ya Sheikh.
Wa bihadihi al-munasabah nakhtim biha al-hadith annahu qad ghalima indana fi al-Saudiya bi-anna yawm al-ahad huwa bidayat al-sawm fa nas'al Allah azza wa jal أن يتقبل منا ومنكم سائر الأعمال.
آمين. آمين. He said, and so appropriately we conclude our conversation with one another and this talk with one another, yani with this statement, and we tell you that it has been announced here with us in Saudia that the Yawm al-Ahad, that Sunday, will be the first day of fasting and the beginning of the fast. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us as well as from yourselves righteous deeds. Naam ya Shaykh.
وأن يوفقنا الله وإياكم لاغتنام الأوقات بالطاعات ويحمينا من فعل المنكر والسيئات ويهدينا صراطه المستقيم ويجنبنا صراط أصحاب الجحيم ويجعلنا ممن يصوم رمضان ويقومه إيمانا بالله واحتسابا لثواب الله.
He said, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give I and you a tawfiq, any divine guidance to take advantage of the times that are in front of us and to make us of those that are guided to the straight path and to prevent us from the ways of the people of the fire and to make us from those people who fast in this month and stand for prayer in this month and worship Allah in this month out of faith and seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam.
وأخبركم بأني أحبكم في الله عز وجل وإن لم أركم لأنكم حقيقة حريصون على طلب العلم فهذا نوع من أنواع الجهاد في سبيل الله عز وجل.
He said, and I inform you that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though I do not see you. But I see that you are fervent and serious in seeking beneficial knowledge, and I remind you that this is from the types and the categories of al-jihad, of struggling for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam ya Shaykh.
وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
ونحبكم في الله كذلك يا شيخ ونسأل الله أن يبارك لكم في جهودكم الدعوية وفي نشر السلفية وأن يجزي أن يجزيك عنك خير الجزاء عن خير الجزاء وأن يبارك لك في وقتك وفي أولادك جزاكم الله خيرا.
اللهم آمين وإياكم جزاكم الله خير شاكرين ومقدرين تصلكم.
طيب حياكم الله يا شيخ نسعدكم الله
في أمان الله.
حياكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.